day. There are other things that are going to be available as well. That's the special one for right now, but there are other Father's Day packages that are ready to order, ready to ship, many that include free shipping and a free pound of their steak cut bacon. But that special deal, 25 items for $69.99, is available right now. What you're going to do is go to omahasteaks.com and in the search bar on the main page, type Dan.
For even more great Bloody Mary ideas, go to MrAndMrsT.com for delicious recipes. Pick up Mr. and Mrs. T today at Binney's Beverage Depot.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids, KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. Four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. Plus, we're including four amazing iPhone 11s on us when you trade in iPhone 6s or newer in any condition. Visit Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after $29.17 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining amounts due. Requires new account. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available ever. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums. Use rules. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the Radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Hey, everyone, especially all my junior NBA friends. I hope everyone's holding up in these difficult times. We know you may not be able to play with your teammates and friends right now, but there are still some ways for you to stay involved in the game. We're so excited to launch Junior NBA at Home, which will keep you active wherever you may be. Each day, we'll be posting drills and activities for you to do by yourself at home. Follow along at JuniorNBA.com for all the latest, and be sure to use hashtag JuniorNBAAtHome when posting so we can learn something.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
It's been 10 days since George Floyd was brutally murdered.
How many times do we need to ask you to listen to your players?
What will it take
for one of us to be murdered by police brutality?
What if I was George Floyd?
If I was George Floyd?
What if I was George Floyd?
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 I am George Floyd.
I am Breonna Taylor.
I am Ahmaud Arbery.
I am Eric Garner.
I am McCormick Dunn.
I am Tamir Rice.
I am Trayvon Martin.
I am Walter Scott.
I am Michael Brown Jr.
I am Samuel Du Bois.
I am Frank Smart.
I'm Philip White.
I am Jordan Baker.
We will not be silenced.
We assert our right
to peacefully protest.
It shouldn't take this long to admit.
So, on behalf of the National Football League,
this is what we
the players would like to hear you state.
We, the National Football League,
condemn racism and the systematic oppression of black people.
We, the National Football League,
admit wrong and silencing our players from peacefully protesting.
We, the National Football League,
believe black lives matter.
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 A powerful message from some of the NFL's biggest stars, including Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Saquon Barkley, Odell Beckham Jr., Tyrann Mathieu, DeAndre Hopkins, Ezekiel Elliott, and more. From Jackie Robinson to Muhammad Ali to Colin Kaepernick and many others, the sports world has always spoken loud in times of crisis. Unfortunately, as a country, we haven't always listened when we should. Just this week, from Sacramento to Denver to New Orleans, we heard from some in the sports world who still don't seem to get it. And that's no different in the rest of society. But what's been encouraging and refreshing this week has been watching the many who do get it, the mosaic of cultures, young and old, Republican and Democrat, marching together in peaceful but loud protests day after day in cities around the country, including ours, because enough is enough. Systemic racism is real, so is police brutality and abuse of power. Awareness is step one. Understanding is step two. And as many of the brightest voices in our country have told us, there's a lot we can do, from pushing policy to using your voting power at the ballot box, but understanding the problem exists and being forced to deal with it every single day are two very different things. So as we reach the end of what's been another turbulent week in the United States, I want to share the hopeful words of former President Barack Obama, who earlier this week said, "Every step of progress in this country, every expansion of freedom, every expression of our deepest ideals has been won through efforts that made the status quo uncomfortable." And we should all be thankful for folks who are willing, in a peaceful, disciplined way, to be out there making a difference. A pleasant good afternoon to you. Zach Zabin in for Lawrence Holmes, broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Now, sports is what connects us here at 670 The Score, and we will talk a lot of sports, but some real life too this afternoon. They're still fighting in Major League Baseball, so what will it take to reach a deal? Meanwhile, no such issues in the NBA because of relationships, and the NBA is officially gearing up for the playoffs. But we begin today with the end of an era at DePaul University. Athletic Director Jean Lenti-Ponsetto has announced she's retiring after 18 years as the AD, 45 total years at DePaul, revealing today she is battling cancer for the third time. During her tenure as athletic director, 14 of the Blue Demons' 15 sports programs represented the school in NCAA championships, including 17 straight NCAA tournament appearances by the women's basketball team, a mark of sustained success. But the men's basketball program has struggled mightily at DePaul during her tenure, and because of that, she's been the frequent target of critics. Now, as the voice of the Blue Demons here on The Score, I would submit Ponsetto's ultimate legacy when it comes to the program may be bringing Chicago's college basketball team back to Chicago at state-of-the-art Wintrust Arena in the South Loop, a building that may ultimately serve as the catalyst for a DePaul renaissance. We'll find out if that's the case next with DePaul head coach Dave Lato, the first of many guests joining us this afternoon. We've heard from many poignant voices regarding the social justice issues our country is grappling with this week on The Score. At 12:40, we will hear from one of the most important voices in the history of this station, Score original Dan Jiggetts. At 1 o'clock, former DePaul standout Stephen Howard will tell us what's ahead for the Blue Demons. We'll break down the resumption of the NBA season with our good friend, Bulls radio man Chuck Swirsky at 1:20. And will we have baseball this summer? The Chicago Tribune's Paul Sullivan will let us know coming up at 1:40. But up next, a new era at DePaul. Dave Lato joins us after the break on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Eddie Olczyk joined Dan Bernstein to talk about the return of hockey.
The Blackhawks are a playoff team.
Yeah, it's opportunity, and you know, nobody knew, Dan, where we were going. And look, the entertainment aspect of it is of knowing that, hey, the league and the National Hockey League has stepped up, and they've got a format. Now, it's safe enough to have sports back, and hopefully we can get our great fans back to all of sports.
Hear Dan Bernstein's interview with Eddie Olczyk at 670thescore.com.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Radio.com Sports Minute. I wish Drew Brees didn't say what he did 2 days ago. I wish that bit of ignorance wasn't still in his heart and in his head. For someone who has done so many great things, I wish Brees would have, by now, understood why players knelt during the national anthem. But he didn't, and now he's apologized. I hope that apology was genuine, that Brees really felt the backlash that came his way, and that he has truly now listened to his hurt teammates. That's what appears to have happened with Florida State football after head coach Mike Norvell misrepresented conversations with his players last weekend. Those players were angry. They hashed out their issues with their coach, and they left that meeting with plans to help the Tallahassee community. This, hopefully, is how the country heals. We listen, we learn, and then we move forward together. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip-sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Governor State University was built for transfer students and remains committed to the success of community college graduates. Governor's is the only university in Illinois to offer AIM High scholarships for transfer students. These programs are built specifically with transfer students in mind, such as the 100% online degrees in business and applied science, health informatics, and interdisciplinary studies. Learn more at the virtual open house on June 13th at 10 a.m. Register at govst.edu/open house.
This is Chief Economic Stimulus Officer Brian Wickard. If you could lower your monthly mortgage payment by $153 a month, would you do it? That's $1,836 a year, by the way, and it's exactly how much one of our clients is about to save on her $237,000 loan by dropping the 4.38 30-year rate she refinanced to just a year ago down to a 3.27 APR on a new 30-year fixed. There are a ton of you out there right now hearing this ad who have interest rates at 4% or higher. So I'm guessing it's the thought of all the paperwork and hassle that must be holding you back. Or maybe you don't want the appraiser traipsing through your home. Well, good news. The majority of AccuNet's refinances don't require an interior appraisal. And we take care of everything else online and over the phone. We've even re-engineered the closing process to be COVID-19 safe. All you got to do to get started with your own AccuNet Economic Stimulus Package is to click on that blue button at accunet.com.
With the brand new iPhone SE for less than $100 at Metro, you rule. It's the most affordable iPhone ever on the number one brand in prepaid. So whether you're studying online or FaceTiming,
hey, Mom.
Hi, dear.
The iPhone SE has all you need. Switch to Metro and get the iPhone SE for just $99.99 after rebate redemption and 6 months of service. Metro by T-Mobile. Rule your day. Limit one per account slash household. Requires port and ID validation. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip-sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today.
and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's Breakfast. A tomorrow that says bay can, not bay can't. Here we do not ask what will tomorrow hold, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? A breakfast baconator? A honey butter chicken biscuit? A sausage egg and Swiss croissant? A frosty chino? Buy any of these four Wendy's Breakfast favorites and get another for just a buck. Tomorrow's looking good.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
ConnectingVets.com. News for the military veteran.
I recently reported on toxic exposures in the military and veteran communities, and I was surprised to learn that the Defense Department is still operating burn pits, even though they're known to have made service members and veterans really, really sick. And that the VA has continued to delay providing them benefits.
Whether you were a soldier, sailor, airman, or Marine, your story is ConnectingVets.com.
Since Goose Island started serving beers to Chicagoans in 1988, we've drank, danced, and sang along at the small independent venues that have built our city's music scene.
Here we are tonight at Thalia Hall, the jewel of Pilsen.
We're at Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue.
Here at Subterranean.
Here we are at the Beat Kitchen.
We are here at the Hideout. Let's hear it once again for Chubis, huh?
Without these clubs, Chicago simply wouldn't be Chicago. These places bring us together. They drive our city's culture forward. And yet these independent venues were the first to close and will be the last to reopen if they make it through. Goose Island's love for live music will forever persist, no matter the circumstance. We'll keep doing our part, providing the beer and championing live music, and we hope you can do your part by visiting CIVLChicago.com to find out what we can do together to help save our stages. That's simply CIVLChicago.com. Thank you.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Zach Zibman filling in for Lawrence this afternoon on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We'll be joined by Score original Dan Jiggets coming up at 1240 here on 670 The Score. But I don't know if you've had a chance to see this. On Tuesday, former Bears offensive lineman Kyle Long tweeted, and it was cryptic at the time, quote, "When you just got six abs and now you got to gain again," unquote. Now, anyone who's been following Kyle Long this entire offseason since he announced that he was retiring from the National Football League, you've seen him lose a lot of weight, get into fantastic shape, but it doesn't look like offensive lineman shape. So then you get a tweet like that, and today this comes out, courtesy of the New York Daily News. Quote, "Jets have talked to former Bears Pro Bowl offensive lineman Kyle Long about coming out of retirement." The article goes on to say the Jets are going down a familiar path to try to add more offensive line help. The Daily News has learned that Gangrene has talked to Bears Pro Bowler Kyle Long about coming out of retirement 1 year after general manager Joe Douglas was able to coax Ryan Khalil out of retirement. He's attempting a similar approach with Long. The former Chicago first rounder walked away from the game in January due to a litany of injuries, including a hip ailment that landed him on injured reserve last October. And he has struggled mightily. He's 31 years old right now. He has spent time on injured reserve every season since 2016. And Dan Pompey of The Athletic did an outstanding job this offseason chronicling all of the different ailments that Kyle Long has had to fight through over the course of his career, including a torn labrum, strained triceps, right ankle injury in 2016, shoulder, ankle, finger injuries the following season, a foot injury that cost him half of the 2018 season, and then the hip injury last year that limited him to four games before he decided at the end of the year to say that he was retired. And we had a chance a couple of weekends ago to talk to Kyle Long here on The Score. And he was talking more about trying to resume a baseball career than his football career. So I just don't see it. Obviously, there are a lot of connections with the Jets to Kyle Long, including his former offensive coordinator with the Bears, who is now the head coach of the Jets, in Adam Gase. Dowell Loggins, the former Bears